This holiday, BMW has reunited three members of the family at the BMW Road Home Sales Event. The Agile X3, engineered for any adventure. The plug-in hybrid X5, commanding the streets with unmatched presence. And the all-electric i4, charging into the future with impeccable performance. Hurry in to find what powers your journey at the BMW Road Home Sales Event. BMW, the ultimate driving machine. Hurry in for exceptional offers through January 2nd. Visit BMWUSA.com for details.
When I pull up to the parking lot, it's time to level up. Dial in, showing out for your team. Listen up, get you some. I stand the fan to give you what you need. Fan fuel, game time. Turn up the intensity. Team colors bleeding now. 5 hour energy. For a limited time, get the fan fuel flavor at 5hourenergy.com.
When it comes to hiring, don't search for a great talent. Match with them. Thanks to Indeed. Indeed is your matching and hiring platform with over 350 million global monthly visitors, according to Indeed data, and a matching engine that helps you find qualified candidates fast. And Indeed doesn't just help you hire faster. 93% of employers agree Indeed delivers the highest quality matches compared to other job sites, according to a recent Indeed survey. Leveraging over 140 million qualifications and preferences every day, Indeed's matching engine is constantly learning from your preferences. So the more you use Indeed, the better it gets. Join more than 3.5 million businesses worldwide that use Indeed to hire great talent fast. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility. Go to Indeed.com/listen and tell them you heard about them from this podcast. Terms and conditions apply.
It is the WIP Afternoon Show with Ike, Spike, and Fritz. Remember when we had that quick conversation about how I try to find the exact right time to come in during the intro songs?
Yeah.
Evan Roberts, who hosts the Afternoon Show at FAN, there is not a person worse at that than him.
Well, the cameras used to be really bad at it.
The camera's bad too?
Yeah, and Seltzer and Richie kind of bullied
him out. Yeah.
Oh, yeah. Maybe, I guess.
Giglio also awful at it.
They just come in at any time.
Well, because they're so robotic.
Yeah.
You know, that they don't loosen up at all. They got to rush in so everyone's got to hear what they have to say. Stop making it about you.
I would hear it with Evan. I'd sit in my office and I'd go, why is he talking there?
You gotta have a feel.
Well, yeah. You're a music guy.
A music guy, yes. You know. They are not music
I can't expect Giglio to know.
No. I don't even know what kind of music Giglio would like.
That's what I'm saying. Yeah, I can't expect
Giglio. I think you look at me, country. You look at Ike.
Hip-hop, yeah. Go ahead and stereotype me.
Why is it hip-hop with Ike, Jack?
Yeah, go ahead and stereotype
Why?
Me.
Why is it hip-hop? You look at him. What is it about him?
He didn't know where to go with that.
What is it about him, that screams hip-hop?
But look at Spike. You think like hard rock.
Rock and roll, yeah.
The camera, you think James Taylor.
He
kind of looks like James Taylor's man.
You know what I would like to get Giglio in here for one day is just he's like a mystery to me.
When it comes to music?
Anything.
Oh. Everything.
It's just his whole life. I would just like to find out more about Giglio.
I agree. And yes. I think the listeners need to know more about him, too, because he's apparently a pescatarian, whatever, which is where you still kill fish. So
yes,
you murder fish. Fraud vegan.
Like, Joe doesn't seem, the camera doesn't seem normal. I don't want to know about his life. But Giglio has this very normal life with a wife and kids. All that kind of stuff.
Uh-huh. Yeah, there's a lot to unpack.
Yeah.
There.
All right, let's do the top five.
It's the five.
Number five.
At five.
Five.
With Jack Fritz.
Oh, five. Beautiful five.
So Ike alerted me before the show that we got a lot of little battles. Here at WIP.
Okay.
And I figured it was time to rank my five favorite biggest little battles.
Okay.
Here at WIP. Number five, and this is a tough one, but it's Elliott versus the positivity around the Eagles. Because if you've noticed, he starts to go up.
Yes.
He can't come down. He with Howard, usually it's he goes negative on the he turns. You know what I mean?
He'll be like, everyone needs to relax.
Relax. Like, Elliott does not have that in him. So he has to be over the top about how great things are going with the Eagles.
Yeah.
So him battling positivity with the Eagles, now he's going to find a way to still stick out.
Yeah.
Has been an interesting watch.
Did you see what he was doing during Tuesdays with Elliott here? he wouldn't even commit to, he'll do this probably thing.
Oh, yeah, yeah. Mike McVay's probably a better X's and O's guy than Nick.
Yeah, Josh Allen's would probably be better in the offense than Jalen Hurts. And I was just like, say it. He won't do it.
Won't do it.
Yeah.
He's bullied by the online faction of Eagles fans. That's my opinion.
Well, but he says he doesn't look at those people anymore.
My you know what.
Your butt.
My ace.
Yeah, okay.
Anyway, the fourth biggest little battle at WIP is Spike versus wanting the tank. So you look at the Sixers, right?
Mm-hmm.
Kinda hot.
Mm-hmm. Kinda hot.
Right. Spike is trying to battle the voice in the back of his head that says, tank. Just tank. We could do another lottery party.
Yes.
Versus having to deal with reality, which is a Joel Embiid might not be around for this kind of season thing, and dealing with the on-air Sixers fan, which is also different than the Ricky crowd.
Yeah. So Mike, my podcast partner, called the season on Saturday when McCain got injured and called for the tank. He wants them to lose all of their games. He wants Tyrese Maxey to not shoot anymore.
Nice.
Just learn how to pass, become a better passer. So I don't.
I know you, in the back of your head, you want a tank.
I don't want a tank.
Why?
Well, because
way
it's not.
Way more fun.
It's just not. They
no,
can't,
it's not.
Well, also, they can't tank. It's like impossible. They can't sit Maxey and Paul George. They can't. The league won't let them do it. It's not realistic.
They did already get investigated by the league.
Yeah.
Yeah, we're already on the radar.
Yeah. Now, I wouldn't.
Meanwhile, Kawhi again continues to be scot-free.
Meanwhile, we haven't seen Kawhi since last summer.
Now, I wouldn't mind another lottery party.
I know.
One more lottery party for the road.
I got news.
Yeah.
We may not have to tank to get there.
Well, it's going to be the problem. They're only a game and a half out of the play-in. It's tough.
Well, no, I mean, they. Listen.
The teams...
They still have to stay healthy the rest of the year.
I know. Here's the problem. Here's the problem in the Eastern Conference. The teams ahead of them, Detroit, Chicago, like Indiana, all those teams...
You know they're going to come back to the pack.
They just stink too. You know,
I agree.
And Brooklyn's trying to lose and all that kind of stuff.
They traded Schroeder, right?
Yes, Schroeder.
Whatever.
Yeah.
The Sixers are going like 10 out of 11 here soon.
I hope not.
Yeah. And then they'll be right back in the thing. They're going to give you one last bit of false hope.
Yeah, that's what they do.
That's what they do. No one better. The third biggest little battle at WIP is Hugh versus the defense is a luxury take.
Oh, man, that's a good one right there.
It's a great one.
What's he doing now? Is he running from it finally?
Well,
he's still on the hill.
Yeah.
But it's looking tougher and tougher by the week because they're now down to 15 points a game, I believe, allowed.
No.
No, they can't be at 15
points. 17.6.
Still 17.6?
Yeah.
And maybe after the bye, they're at 15. I don't know.
Yeah, maybe that's what it is after the bye.
Regardless.
Since the bye week, yeah. That makes sense.
It seems obvious to a lot of people that defense is not totally luxury.
Are you kidding me?
But we appreciate a good hill stand here.
Yeah. Well, certainly not for this team.
Yeah. I lost my brother, man. He's giving up on the defense thing, and I just can't believe it.
Well,
to where he's literally, I heard him yesterday talking about, well, if Washington scores 24 points,
that the average will
I'm like, what are you talking about?
He's starting to root for points. I'm just like,
yeah, he's not rooting against the Eagles, but he is rooting for points.
Yes, he does not want to shave that beard, which I feel you. But at the same time, he went so hard for a long time.
I got news for you. That thing is getting colored before he shaves it.
He's not shaving the
beard. Yeah, that thing will be green before he shaves it.
How long has he been growing that thing? I mean, it feels like a long time.
Santa Hugh.
Super Bowl?
17, wow, really?
Yeah. Huh? I mean, I'm trying to think of when the last time I seen him without facial hair. Yeah, I can't remember what it was.
Neither can I.
Well, I appreciate anyone who will, to your point, Jack, if he's the hill he wants to die on, I appreciate anyone standing on the hill, not getting off the hill.
Well, he probably started growing it when he gave up on trying to grow his hair back on top of his head.
Yeah, well.
He went through that phase. I was like, eh.
That's a good decision.
It's tough to be both bald and no facial hair.
Yeah, then you just look like Mr.
Agree.
Clean.
Although, I will go with, I'm a mustache man.
Yeah, even if it's been a while since you have the stash. Usually,
it's an off-season thing.
An off-season thing, yes. Yes. I'm up on your stash game. Don't you worry in there. Don't you worry. Speaking of bite, the second biggest little battle.
I get number two.
At WIP. And this is really hammered home last week with the nice lady that called in and was so upset about Ike not watching True Romance.
By the way, he still hasn't watched it. Feel it. Yeah,
you're right about that.
Yep.
Ike versus his own delegation. Yes. It's an ongoing battle. Ike feels like he's got to prove himself every single day.
I feel like I'm under a damn microscope every time I
you
come
are.
On here.
Yeah, you definitely are under a microscope, for sure. Yeah. I think it's mostly unfair. But listen, it's a thing.
Yeah, everyone's trying to take your card.
Well, it's the whole suburbs thing.
Yeah.
Then you start forgetting things that I'm supposed to like hold on to dearly in the community, that I've messed up some different actors with movies or singers with songs. I've messed up some stuff.
If I could make a plea to the delegation. Wait.
Hold on. Is this going to help?
It will. What you're hearing when Ike forgets those things is not Ike's lack of commitment to his delegation.
Yes, exactly.
He's getting old.
Yes.
It happens to all of us.
He ran into a lot of wedges.
Dude, do you know how many times I have to try to leave my house in the morning because I forgot something? That's what happens. He's on the other side of 50. This is not...
Oh, wow.
I'm sorry. It's true.
Barreling towards 60.
This has nothing to do with his standing in that
right.
community.
Yes.
It's a forgetfulness
Work
thing.
With me, man.
Yeah.
Y'all supposed to be caring for me, too, not kicking me out.
Well, Yoshi's all over it. Ike's all over it. Yes. Ike in Southwest Philly.
Southwest Philly.
And
Mount Airy. Yeah, it's just nonstop.
They're waiting, they're sitting next to the radio. Like, what's he going to mess up now?
But
leave him alone.
I do want to let, was her name Leanna?
My two wife friends taking up for me.
Yeah.
Yes, I appreciate
it. It's not going to help.
That goes a long way.
But I think it was Leanna who called and said that Ike lost it for not, he still hasn't seen True Romance. I went home that night thinking, oh, Ike's going to watch it. He still hasn't watched it. I could tell because he didn't say anything to me about watching it.
I was hoping we got past this week without even thinking about it.
No, I think about it every day.
Well, maybe during the downtime.
Oh, yeah. We'll be off. Yeah. I'll be able to watch it then.
There you go.
Get right on that.
I got a lot of love and hip-hop to catch up on, though, man.
All right, here we go.
And number one, yes.
So me, I'm still.
Yeah, you're still working. Yeah, what's
hey,
up?
I got to watch all the good times. Begin every episode again.
The number one, though.
Every Richard Pryor movie.
Yeah. All right. The number one biggest little battle at WIP is really just WIP versus the Eagles.
Yes.
With this.
WIP versus the Eagles.
They're starting to throw it out. It's a media creation. BG again this morning. Sirianni again this morning. All us all the time. There's a little battle brewing.
I think the big question is, who thinks about who more? Us about the Eagles or the Eagles about us?
That's a good question.
That's like the Spider-Man meme.
Yes, exactly.
I think they need to do a show about WIP is what they need to do. They need to, if we're going to hold them accountable, I think it would only be fair if we take a select few Eagles and let them do a show about us one day in the offseason.
I'm all for it.
It sounds like a good unscripted episode.
Yeah. Like, I like that.
We'll go with the guys who, like, we
have. We got to have Jalen. He has to participate.
Oh, you think Jalen's showing up for this? Something tells me Jalen's not coming. But.
Oh, man. You need Jalen and AJ. Put them right front and center and let them have their say about WIP.
Sure. We'll give them an hour, like 2 hours, however many hours you want. However many hours you want, we'll sit and we'll take it.
By the way, for a team that's not eating the rat poison or drinking the perfume or what have you, whatever the sayings have been, certainly seems like they've been drinking perfume and eating rat poison the last 2 weeks.
How do you know what the media said? How do you know?
Is that what you all wanted to see? I thought you don't look at all that stuff.
How'd you know?
They said we can't pass.
Who said that? This hour is brought to you by Guided Dorn Window. Take advantage of Guided Dorn Window's big year on sale. Receive 40% off all windows and doors until December 31st. Call 877-GO-GUIDA or visit goguida.com. Speaking of Mr. Jalen Hurts, Jay Glazer, this was on TV today, talked about a meeting that happened during the bye week. Go ahead, Jack. And that's an interesting little story. BG and Big Dom heading over to Jalen's house. How about BG? BG just making sure that everybody is on the same page.
That's all he's doing.
Yep.
He's trying to be the adult in the room.
Yep. That's a cool story. It's funny. The Ian Rappaport story that talked about all of the FaceTimes and the Zooms did not happen to mention the
visit to the house.
Yeah, the visit to the house.
And how did Jay Glazer get that?
I don't know. But
well, there's only three people there.
Seems like new Eagles Insider of the Year power rankings coming out tomorrow.
It's a big look, let me tell you something.
BG has to be at the top of the list this week.
Let me tell you, Big Dom rolls up to my house. I'm terrified. I'm like, oh no, is this how it ends for me?
Yep.
A little too mouthy, the Brandon Graham show.
Yeah, blaming me. 215-592-9494. OG Wade, you're on WIP. What's up, OG?
What's up, fellas? How we doing today?
What's up, brother?
OG?
I've been catching some strays, you know, all day listening to this show. The guy, Reese, you know, let me just educate them. And maybe you four guys. Let me ask you guys. Spike and Jack, when a team is down and they're trying to let this team score, why are they doing that?
When a team is down
and you know they you got to let them score, so you know what I'm saying? What's the purpose of that?
Oh, so they can get the ball back.
Right. So when Jalen fumbled the ball and my man picked it up and ran it in for a touchdown, right?
You're talking about the Super Bowl now. You're talking about the Super Bowl.
Why are we still talking
about it? I thought you were talking about Sunday, OG. I'm like, what the hell?
It wasn't a good thing that he fumbled. We're not doing this. A fumble's never a good thing. He didn't fumble on purpose.
Can I speak?
No. It's not what we're talking about. It's not what we're talking about. No one knows what you're talking about. It was yesterday.
Well, yeah, I do know because you – hold on. You sat there and let the boy Reese speak for 6 minutes talking about –
He wasn't talking about you for 6 minutes. You're not Jalen Hurts. You're you.
Right. But
so when Reese called,
allow him to speak for 6 minutes
because he was talking about the topic we were talking about. OG,
speaking negatively about Jalen Hurts.
No, it was because there have been OG. There have been tons of people calling up being positive about Jalen Hurts, and they've all had a ton of time. The first call of the day was Corey for 5 friggin' minutes talking good about Jalen Hurts. This is not shutting you up about Jalen Hurts. I'm not talking about the Super Bowl or how the fumble was actually good. No, fumbles aren't good. Fumbles are bad. He didn't fumble on purpose. Maybe it worked out the right way, but he didn't fumble on purpose. It wasn't good. We're not talking about it.
Say this. I know I don't want to hurt your feelings right now, so let me just land my plane before we go too far.
It hasn't even taken off yet.
Yeah. Well, that's because you're running your mouth. That's why. If you allow me to speak, I know it's a problem when I speak positive.
All right. He's on hold. All right.
Why can't we get through a call?
Well,
man?
Because I just want him to. No one's talking about whether the fumble in the Super Bowl was good. It sounds ridiculous. Can you just say what you need to say?
What am I allowed to say, first of all? That's what I need to know.
Say what you need to say, OG.
Okay. Now, back like I was saying, if there's a lot of talk about Jalen not being able, like, we want to know about this passing game. Is it sustainable? First of all, this is the show that tries to push a narrative that this not sustaining. There's nothing wrong with this passing game. When they need to pass, they pass. When they don't, they don't. That don't mean they can't pass. It means that you would ask a question, if we're scoring 37 points, 30 points a game, 28 points, and we win in the game, what is the purpose of you passing the ball late in the game? You run the ball. So when you do that, that takes away the attempts on the quarterback. So I understand that you want to push the narrative that Jalen is not a good passer, but it's not true, bro. And every time you say it, you make yourself look foolish.
Okay. Are you done yet? Okay. So no one's pushing a narrative. The show is a question that we had two sides on, and everybody can call in and weigh on which side they are. If it was pushing a narrative, we would all say the same thing, and I wouldn't take calls of people who disagree, like you. So no one's trying to push a narrative. The second thing is that they run on early downs early in the game more than any team in the NFL. The pass attempts are not just coming because they're running at the end. The pass attempts are not coming because at the beginning of the game they were failing passing the ball. So that's where they're coming. That is the question. It's not the end of the game. It's the beginning of the game. Okay?
When you say in the beginning of the game they was failing to pass the ball, is that that's your statement?
OG, they run on early downs. OG, they run on early downs more than any team in the NFL.
Is that wrong?
If you want to score as many points as possible, yes, it's wrong.
You're 12-2. What difference? Bro, you're 12-2. It's not about how many points you can score.
All right, the old OG's back. He's annoying. This is annoying. It's an annoying call. It's annoying. He talks in circles. He says things that I didn't say, that nobody said. No one's pushing any narratives. What are you talking about? Doing a radio show. See how it works? There's a topic. Some people think one thing. Other people think the other thing. We all talk about it. Even Ken and I can be respectful of each other.
Somewhat. We need the top five Spike feuds at this station.
I know. Well, there's so many.
Well, look, here's what I'm going to say. We've had a lot of phone calls, a lot of opinions from us, from callers, mm-hmm. from guests, blah, blah, blah. The single dumbest opinion I've ever heard in my 8.5 months of being here is that Jalen Hurts fumbled the ball on purpose in the Super Bowl, and it was a good result because he's so smart.
You got to give him credit.
It is the dumbest thing I've ever heard.
Good take.
And he says it
twist.
With full confidence. Oh, actually, he meant to fumble. Look at how it turned out. He actually meant to fumble.
Oh, man.
By the way, they never say you're pushing narratives when you're positive about
right.
a player.
Right.
The
right.
narrative.
Yeah, the narrative.
Ike's been plenty positive for all of the Jalenites out there.
Yes.
knock your socks off. I mean, congratulations. You had a good game. I mean, holy cow.
Yeah, believe me, I drive both of them crazy with the positivity. Yeah.
All right. We will have an update on the Afternoon Show Fantasy Football League next with Commissioner
Lord.
Buzz.
More torture.
Yeah, it's only one more time for you, then you get to let it go. That is next on the WIP Afternoon Show with Ike, Spike, and Fritz.
All right. Hey, fellas, I want you to be honest with yourself. Is your hair thinning? Are you seeing a lot more forehead than you're used to? That's a hell of a question, man. Is your crown getting thin? If you answer yes, then don't wait.
Dude, every time you do this, I start thinking about my hair. I take a look at myself in the mirror. I'm like, am I
exactly,
doing okay?
Yes.
I know who to call if I'm not.
That's right. Head to the leading hair restoration doctor in the Delaware Valley. The name that we've been telling you about for years. The experts at Glatt Hair by Morgan Stern Medical. Be the best you that you can be and get your confidence back. Give them a call, 610-980-4000, or visit GlattHairMCTR.com.
Heaven! Save me, but I'm down to one last breath. And will you let me say, hold me now. I'm 6 feet from the edge, and I'm thinking maybe 6 feet ain't so far down.
Sing, Jack.
Hold me now. I'm 6 feet from the edge, and I'm thinking maybe 6 feet ain't so far down.
It's the WIP Afternoon Show with Ike, Spike, and Fritz. So when you open up your Spotify app,
yeah,
sometimes it'll suggest songs to you. It's like, oh, here's new for you. There's a dance remix of that song that it put into my feed of One Last Breath by Creed. So you might have to play that at some point.
Now, I'm also getting reports from yesterday's show that, once again, the delay was back. So we sounded like idiots.
Really?
I told them in real time.
Oh, okay.
Oh, real time doesn't count.
The delay from Chickies was there?
Yeah, it kicked in around 5:30.
Wow. Right when it was time for us to jam.
Yep.
Yeah, interesting how Buzz did that.
Sounded great in person, though.
Yeah. We crushed it in person.
It sounded great second lead.
Yeah, it must sound ridiculous Jack, over the air.
Immediately, I'm like, those words were off.
I
can tell.
I know.
That sucks.
Yeah. Wow.
Well, what are you going to do?
You live and you learn.
Commissioner Buzz is here for the Afternoon Show Fantasy Football League update. Buzz?
Can I also just point out, Tom Kelly has been noticeably absent in the update booth for these Creed sing-alongs. He always gets here like 2 hours ahead. He's on tonight at 7.
He's been a pretty good singer lately, I would say.
Yeah, but he's ducked the last two.
Well, yeah. He's ducking a lot. Him and Bros, I've gotten more reports. A lot of shots about 5:30 Creed from TK and Broads the last couple weeks.
Oh, yeah.
Well, the Broads thing is...
That's now a war between you two.
Well, it's Mr. like, yeah, I like hip-hop, man.
Yeah,
all right, buddy. I bet you do.
Yeah, it's not loud enough. You're not screaming enough.
Yeah, guys, it's like, I love hip-hop. I'm watching the Flyers, listening to hip-hop, the most totally real, natural thing ever. It's like, what? Did you hear the new Kendrick? Oh, look, Michkov scored. It's like, shut up.
That sounds more surfer bro.
Yeah, a little surfer bro. Yeah.
I can't do a bro, so I was doing cool surfer guy.
Dude, I was not expecting that to come out of you over there. It's pretty good.
Think of a bro, man. It's almost Angelo-ish. With a little accent?
Yeah, I can't do it. I couldn't even try to do it.
Yeah, listen, I'll start cooking on it.
Yeah, all right.
All right, let's get to these fantasy matchups. We're going to start with the 4-5 matchup, which
is... Yo, did you hear that new hip-hop album? It was so cool.
Yeah, Kendrick killed Drake.
Yeah, he killed him.
Yeah, he's dead.
That's just your caller voice. It's the exact same thing.
Well, yeah, I mean, hold on. Look,
yo, guys, wop, right? Yo, just like what the Fly Boys did last night.
All right. The Sixers go on a little winning streak, and here comes Cocky Spike.
Here comes Spike.
They're not on a winning streak.
Oh, really?
The season's a disaster.
Yeah, all right.
Okay, Commissioner Buzz.
So we had two quarterfinal matchups this week. Obviously, Jack and James had bye. So we're going to start
it's tough.
We're going to start with the 4-5 matchup, which was Spike versus Kimberly. And it was pure domination from Spike Eskin, beginning to end. 24 from Malik Nabers, 32 from Brian Thomas, 20 from the Atlanta defense, 45 from Josh Allen.
Damn. Mm.
A 184-108 win over the VP.
Just fire.
You know, here's the thing, Kimberly. It's like there's regular season fantasy football players and there's playoff fantasy football players. And your cute little team that snuck into the playoffs, everybody was cheering for you. It's like, cute story. But then you get to the playoffs where it really counts, and you got obliterated. I almost beat you with half my score. So, and you know what? It was like light work for me, to be quite honest with you. I put up 180, and it was just like, I was just chilling the whole time. I wasn't worried the entire time. So it's like, nice season. I'm glad you got into the playoffs. But you realize this is where the big dogs come to play.
Wow.
So, buck 80, you know,
humble and hungry.
No big deal. Yeah, no big deal. Now, you look, I ain't won nothing yet.
But you're going to take that victory.
Yes, I am. Yes, I am.
So the question is, in a league that reseeds, how did the 3 seed do? Does the 4 seed Spike need to take on the 1 seed in Jack? Well, let's get to the 3-6 matchup. Ike and Yoshi, some are calling the Delegation Bowl. Well, Ike had a pretty good week. 20 points from Jonnu Smith. 42 from Davante Adams.
How about that?
He was right in position on Monday Night Football, but wasn't enough versus Yoshi. James Conner with 30. Jahmyr Gibbs, 28. Justin Jefferson with 20. It was a 162-148 win for Yoshi, and that sends Ike Reese to Cancun.
They're really starting to go after Ike Reese now.
Man, James Conner with 30? Didn't see that happening. Taking everybody to Pound Town, baby!
By the way, that's a big score on both sides. Like, to lose with 148?
Usually 148 is good enough to win.
Yeah.
Not in this matchup.
Let me tell you what's worse. My big money league. Guy scored 198 points.
Ooh.
And I scored 158.
Oh. And you lost 158.
Yeah, 198. I was defeated.
Yeah.
I was like, what am I going to do with one? I got to score 200 points to win this game?
198. Yeah, that's a score.
Yeah, he had. Yeah, never mind. So, I couldn't play defense this week. I will say, I apologize to my team, to my players. You'll be better next year. I'll have you guys prepared to go next year. I'm usually not a one-and-done guy in the playoffs, but this year, we scraped, we fought. Not the most talented roster, but I got you guys into the postseason.
Wait a minute. Were you just taking blame and then were you just taking credit?
I did.
Okay.
You like that? Glad you're listening intently.
He's like,
I did.
He's like, I let everyone down. I drug you into the playoffs.
Yeah, but I did get you into the playoffs.
But I got you in. That's what matters.
Yes, I did get you in.
It's going to be a long
offseason. I want to finish on a positive note here.
Sure.
Yes.
For
yes.
sure. Yes. Only one season ends in victory.
Yeah.
You were playing TK in the WIP League, though, right?
Listen, the WIP League, that's where I'm going to do my damage.
Okay, so you won there. You got one team left.
Well, right. I'm a bye. I had a bye week over there.
Gotcha.
So
okay.
Me and Rod Lakin.
Oh.
Top two seeds.
Dude, again, Lakin.
Top two seeds with the bye week in that league.
All Lakin cares about is fantasy sports.
That's it.
And you know what I'm happy about? As I quickly move on from this loser team.
Sure.
Yeah, look at this deflecting.
Yeah, I know.
Well, I got the Cowboys next week with Jalen and Saquon.
Oh, there you go. You better get.
That's a nice. The Cowboys have given up.
Well, you have to win this week.
You have
week
to win this
first,
week to
though.
Get there, though.
Yeah.
No.
Yes.
I'm on a bye week.
Oh, this. Washington, though.
You're on a bye this coming
you're
week.
You're on a bye this past week. You can't be on a bye
You're
again.
Absolutely right.
Yeah.
Ooh, boy.
Yep.
Yeah.
That's that whole thing with the brain again.
See?
Yeah.
And it's intercepted by Ike Reese.
Yep. You're absolutely right. You're right. I do have to play this week. Washington.
Yes.
Okay.
Well, he ran well against Washington last time.
He did.
And this won't be a blowout. So they have to play the entire game.
There you go.
Hard to beat a team twice in a year.
I tell you what, all I care about is tush pushes and touchdowns.
That's right.
Hey, yo.
We've always been pro tush push.
So that sets up two semifinal matchups. It's going to be the number one seed, Jack, versus the number six seeded Yoshi.
Yeah.
Sportsbooks have Jack favored by 7 here, who had the
Not enough. Not enough. It's a 10-point line.
Setting you to cover up the spread, man. You want it to be a larger spread?
No, I'm not worried about him.
You've been talking a lot of smack on Yoshi all season long.
That's because he deserves it. He's fraudulent.
Better back it up here in the semifinals. And the other semifinal matchup is the number two seed, James, who's had the week off, versus the number four seeded Spike.
Didn't I kick his ass 2 weeks ago?
You did.
I did. Okay.
You did. And that is why you're favored by 5 points.
Yeah, there we go. Heading into potentially the WIP Afternoon Show Bowl against Jack in
against
the finals.
Jack.
Yep.
Wow.
So we've updated.
Do me proud. I need to see both of y'all in the title game.
That know football the best on this show.
Yep.
Believe me. I lost to John Marks in the title game a couple years ago.
Oh, that must
or
have been.
Or was it the semis?
No, it might have been the semis.
Might have been
you
the semis.
You guys definitely matched up because he won the league, I believe.
Yeah, he won. That was the year he won the league, which should never happen.
Can I win the league?
Sure.
Okay.
That squad you drafted.
Okay.
Yeah, right. It would be a disappointment at this point.
Yeah, exactly. You got the MVP on your team.
I believe.
Yeah, you should win it. You're the greatest. You're so good.
Shut up.
Soften him up.
I believe I have the best collection of wide receivers assembled in fantasy football this year.
History, yes.
I have Ja'Marr Chase. I have Brian Thomas Jr. I have
Malik Neighbors.
Drake London.
And DK Metcalf.
Yeah, that's pretty good.
Yeah.
What the hell were
McConkey,
we doing? What were we doing?
Oh, and I've Vlad McConkey, too.
Yeah, well.
Yeah.
Snuck him in late.
It's a pretty good team.
Pretty good team.
Updated championship odds. We got Jack at plus 140. Mm. Spike at plus 150. Not far behind. Mm. James at plus 230. And Yoshi at plus 315.
Wow.
Yeah, I would definitely take Spike. Plus 150 is good odds for him.
Are you trying to jinx me?
Yep.
Exactly what he's trying to do.
All right, good job.
Exactly what he's
so,
doing.
So here's the question. You guys are only on the next two Mondays down at Chickies. You're off the rest of the week.
Yeah.
I'm going to have to drop a Twitter video to break down these semifinals and championship matches.
Are you looking for clout?
Absolutely looking for clout.
Having us all retweet you and try to get some followers?
Look, I'll retweet it as long as I win.
That's fair.
It's healthy.
Yeah.
Sounds like something I would do.
Yeah. Otherwise, I'm going to make pretend I'm not even looking at my phone.
I
am looking at my phone.
I'll break down Ike in the fifth place bowl.
There you go.
Yeah. Right. Tag him.
Right. Well, hold on. I mean, Buzz, you are with us every Monday after games, but I guess the league's not done yet with Monday night. Okay.
Yeah.
I got you.
Yeah.
Very good, Jack.
We're working our way through this. Yeah.
I thought about that before it came on.
Good job, Buzz, Commissioner Buzz, as always. The Twitter question is brought to you by Mark's Jewelers. It's engagement season. Visit the only jeweler with over 2,500 Google 5-star reviews. Mark's Jewelers online at marks-jewelers.com. Do you know who the Rizzler is? 69% say yes.
By the way, we can't win. Because I post that, obviously we're just having fun, right?
Yeah.
People responding, this is the stuff. They're trying to take down the Eagles, and they're posting stuff like this. Slow news day. Like all this... It's last week where we're responding to Brandon Graham comments about the relationship between. It's like, oh, this is what you guys can come up with. It's just, would you shut up? You know, I mean, we're just having a light conversation.
Here's the thing you got to know, Jack. Even though it's hard to tell on Twitter with the people who read the tweets, the thing I love about people when they say that stuff and tweet that stuff is, but you'll be there every day. Tuned in to 94.1.
Yes, absolutely.
You'll be there.
So I appreciate it.
Yeah, that's why I don't listen to WIP. If you don't listen, why are you taking time out to even comment about it?
You know,
everybody listens to this station.
This makes me think. Jack completely missed one of the little wars happening at WIP. It's literally Jack versus every person who responds to the WIP
that's
Afternoon
true.
Show Twitter account.
Well, they're just so dumb. Like, they're just, like, it's just so annoying. I'm not calling Eagles fans. Like, those people are dumb. Like, they can't just have a little bit of fun.
Well, they do know who the Rizzler is. Just take the people who vote.
Yeah.
You think about those people who are not
always,
even responding.
Always do. Right. Always do.
215-592-9494. James in Philly here on WIP. What's up, James?
Hey, how you guys doing? I need some Ike juice. Following OG Wade.
They must have been drinking that Ike juice. Ike juice, Ike juice.
So before I get started, I want to thank you guys for letting me be in your league this year. Spike.
Yes, sir.
You kicked my ass twice. You have a total close to 450 points for the two wins. That's cool. So
a lot of fantasy talk.
Fantasy talk. Fantasy talk. But he has to be careful because with his receivers, you got the Giants quarterback that's not that good. You got Kirk Cousins down there with London.
Yep.
Warren.
I also got Joe Burrow.
Okay, but I'm just saying.
That matters.
Yeah. I'm not worried. I got Mac Jones. When you have these bad quarterbacks, you know what they do? They just throw to their best guy over and over and over again.
It's true.
So Malik Nabers had like 25 points, and he had Tim Boyle said. So I'm,
yes.
Look, bro, I'm going to kick your ass again, and I can't wait until I'm dancing on the grave on Tuesday.
No, dancing on your own.
Moving on. I want to talk about Hurts now.
Yes, sir.
I don't like that he came out and said that because you never know. He might open up a can of worms because everybody's going to expect him to play like this continuously. And if he have a game to revert back to like he did at Carolina, you're going to have a whole bunch of people saying, you know what, he's not the truth. The thing is, my motto would be just let your play be your words in the end.
So you didn't like that he came out and said, is that what you wanted? Yeah, well.
He sounded arrogant. You know how the football, quote, the football gods are, quote unquote, you know what I mean?
I have to be honest with you. I kind of liked the swagger part of it a little bit. He shows so little emotion and personality that when he shows a little bit of it, I kind of liked it. Now, you're right. The thing is, I was going to say, if they don't perform again, then people will come for him. But people will come for him anyway if they don't perform, whether he says it or not. So I actually, if that's him, maybe he's putting pressure on himself to do it again. Because if they're capable of doing that, they should do it more often, I would say. So I don't know. We'll see. We'll see, man.
I have a father. I was going to say James Evans.
Yep, James Evans. Good times.
Good times, right.
Yep.
Yep, that's a good one. That's a good
great one.
All right, James.
That was my first dad
good
before.
Good luck next week, man. But
all right.
I hope it's going to be a all-caller championship.
Okay. You versus Yoshi? Well,
yeah.
We'll see. We'll see. You guys are both up against a couple of pretty strong teams. Jack's team is at least the fourth best in the league, and of course mine is the best. So
it really is the best.
Yeah.
It's fight.
Yes.
I have one last thing.
Yes.
Oh, I have Reed and I had Jacobs that Monday night, and you have nobody for Monday night. So that's why I think I'll catch up with you.
You know what's going to happen? You're going to go into Monday night down 70 points praying for a miracle. I can't wait.
Okay, yeah.
right, James. I don't even know what to say.
All right. Maurice in Yaden, you're on WIP.
Hey, what's up, guys? Long time. How y'all feeling today?
What's up, Mo?
Hey, I used to call all the time. I've been working. I only get 30 minutes for lunch, so you know the wait is more than 30 minutes.
That's for
sure. I'm out with asthma, and my pneumonia kicked in. I'm out, so I can't be at work. So I got time. I got time today, so that's why I called.
Okay. Shoot your shot.
I'm going to shoot my shot. First, I'm going to shoot at you, man.
Of course. It's been that type of day today.
I'm quick in my hands, Ike. So if you can block it, you can block it. I'm going to stick you, Ike.
What you got?
Listen, man, I'm going to say, Jalen can't hit a three-pointer once in a while. I'm talking about he's a specialist, okay? That's what y'all want to see. That's not how Jalen is. Jalen is a turnaround and get – that's how his season is. It's turn around and get it off to Barkley. Barkley's the man. So when people say Jalen wants to see it again, Spike, I'm with you. I want to see it again and again and again before I believe, because this is a running team. This is not a passing team.
Well, that's for sure.
It's not a passing team at all.
I agree.
And I like his ice. I like his look. He was badass. I give him that. I mean, but, you know, you got to be humble, because he hadn't done this all year. Regardless what some of the callers say, this is not who we are. This is not our identity. We are a running team. We're not a passing team. We have to pass the rock at a high level to become and more than one game or two games in 14 to become a passing team.
Yeah, see, and, you know, so here's what they did, in my opinion, Maurice. Pittsburgh is a very good run defensive team. They did a good job with the run, and we have found a better way to move the ball. They're going to play single high coverage and leave A.J. or Devontae over there man-to-man. We should throw the ball. And it just boiled down to Jalen making throws. I didn't see many tough throws. Maybe I'm forgetting one or two. I didn't see a lot of tough throws that he made. I just thought he made a lot of the correct throws. Here's what you got to be okay with, though, Mo. You got to be okay with winning. Winning is what you got to be okay with. Stop worrying about how it looks. You know, Trent Dilfer won the Super Bowl in 2000. Nobody cares about how Trent Dilfer looked as a quarterback. He doesn't even get talked about on that team. And that's a Super Bowl champion. Brad Johnson beat us in the NFC Championship game, went on and beat the Raiders in the Super Bowl. Nobody talks about Brad Johnson. The Bucs won the Super Bowl. That's all that matters. That last Super Bowl, Peyton Manning won. He didn't even start but half the games that season. And he damn sure didn't throw the ball. They won that game because of defense and their running game. So I'm okay if that's what this team has to do to win a championship. I just need Jalen to be able to make throws when he has to make the throws. I don't need us to prove that we're a passing team and go out there and try to win that way. I think we can win running the football and playing great defense. We can win a championship playing that way. I just watched Kansas City win a Super Bowl last year, averaging 21 points a game.
I agree with you, but what I'm saying is Jalen needs to humble himself, and maybe if you pass a little more, maybe people wouldn't talk about it.
Yeah, we ain't going to humble ourselves after last week. Now, last week, I needed him to come out with a little bit of edge. And the outfit said, kiss my ass. That's what his outfit said.
Three, once in a while, I'm talking about your Steph Curry, baby. You can't do that. That's not how it works around here. I don't care what all of
Well, I agree with that. Well, listen, I'm not sitting here saying he's the best quarterback in football because he threw for 290 yards. I'm not going that far. So I agree. He doesn't automatically get to now he's a top three or four quarterback in the league. I'm just saying the way this team has been winning, I think it's good enough to go win a championship with.
All right, Mo.
Hey, listen.
Go ahead.
I just want to say shout out to Spike, man. I haven't called the show since you've been on it. You, like I said, I only get 30 minutes for lunch, bro. And I'm out now, so I got time today.
Why are you shouting out Spike? What did he do?
Well, because he hasn't talked to me.
No, I haven't been able to call the show. I get 30 minutes for lunch, man. Come on, man.
I'm just saying, you said shout out to Spike, so I'm just trying to figure out why are you so happy to talk to Spike?
Don't let them attack you, Mo.
Yeah, he's like, come on, Ike. You know, I done called you like 3-4 years ago plenty of times, all right?
All right, Mo.
Hey, all right, brother, yeah.
I got a dad for you.
Okay. Okay, go ahead.
My dad is Liam Neeson, taken.
Yep, that was already taken.
Yeah, it was already taken.
Third time today.
That's me, bro. That's
all right.
I mess with you.
All right, Mo.
All right,
see
Mo.
You, there he is. Can't even shout me out. The text line
not
is...
Not without paying a penalty.
Yep. Text line is brought to you by Benari Jewelers. Don't settle for ordinary. Choose extraordinary. Choose Benari Jewelers at Exton and Newtown Square. Online at BenariJewelers.com.
Text line, text line, text line.
Seriously. Hope nobody knows he's on the phone, man, on the radio. My goodness.
Reese is all-time
clearly
hater.
Has a problem with commitment.
Yes. Well, he's committed to his take. I'll tell you, he's not backing off of that. Man, Reese is a generational hater. What is next? Yep. The worm really got to Elliot this week.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's intense.
It's actually a lot to deal with.
It's a lot to deal with, yeah.
Yeah, I have to ignore the tweets, actually. It's too much.
No, yeah, he might need to be muted.
Oh, you can't. We need it for the show topic.
I know, but for my mental clarity.
Yeah, sometimes, I'm with Jack. Sometimes you almost have to, yeah, sometimes.
Wow, muting Elliot.
Well, there's a lot of Eagles fans that got to mute sometimes.
What's next?
It was heading towards a long-winded story.
Are you kidding me? The guy, I would say once every 2 months, I got to be like, Chris, come on. All right, what's next?
I like that one. He hadn't done his miserable rant in a while. Went off today.
The part about Mad Mike now, though, is that he's doing it with a smile.
Yes,
he is.
So it's not as, it doesn't, but for me, it doesn't hit the same. I more view it as a little comedy, you know, and it's like a gnat.
Oh, you don't think he's as angry? Well, I mean, listen, the team is 12-2.
I know.
He's 12-2. He's like, the coach sucks, the quarterback sucks, the GM sucks.
Yeah.
It is hard to rationalize.
Yes.
You know, but I get it.
What's next?
Yeah, I don't know.
You're both baldsmen.
Yeah, that's true. Although Uncle Phil rode with that sort of half look.
Oh, did he have like the
hair around,
spare tire thing?
The cul-de-sac thing. Yeah,
the cul-de-sac. Yeah. What's next? The listeners are going to be winners during the rematch.
Yes.
That's all I can tell you.
We will have video footage.
Yes, when we have a fair rematch and not cheating like Elliot did.
Mm-hmm. Teeks, don't think we don't know you ducked us either on the song.
Oh, yeah.
Turned his mic on.
Oh, now he's making pretend he can't hear us.
Yeah. Because he's listening to audio cuts.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
What a loser.
What's he, Angelo over there?
What cuts do you need?
Yeah, we have to pick a winner for next question. The winner today gets a $50 gift card to the Great Stateside Distillery Tasting Room, which is awesome over there in Fishtown. You can join Joe and Hugh over at Stateside Tasting Room on Sunday. They're going to do the pregame show, an ugly sweater block party over there. So today's question was in honor of Eugene Levy's 78th birthday, a famous TV or movie dad. What are our best choices there, Jack?
So Aaron Mount Airy had Homer Simpson, Andy in Westchester, Frank Costanza, Ward Cleaver from your boy Chris in Middletown.
Beaver to Beaver.
Whatever. Taste the Cake, Down with the Happy Days guy, who apparently is America's dad, but that's a bunch
Howard
of hogwash.
Howard Cunningham. Yep.
Yoshi with the Taken. Finally, someone said Taken. Ken Zeminski with George Bailey. It's very on brand for Ken.
Don't even know who George Bailey is.
Yeah, again, no one's ever watched that movie. And then James in Philly had James Evans.
Yeah, I'm not watching them. It's a Wonderful Life or Miracle on 34th Street.
Nope.
Any of those things that come on every year on Christmas.
Yeah,
by the way, I was waiting on one name to make them the winner.
Which was?
Tony Soprano.
That's a good dad. But he didn't get in there.
Nope, he didn't get in there.
I think Homer's the best answer.
I like Homer.
Okay.
Yeah. Is that Aaron?
That's Aaron, yeah.
Okay,
Homer.
There it
is. Congrats, Aaron. So Fritz at 6 is next. Jack, what do you have coming up on Fritz at 6?
Eagles need to give up the idea of Saquon Barkley going for the rushing title.
Man, oh, that's going to piss Ike off. He's going to be mad the whole way home.
Yeah, I know. And that's why he does it.
Yeah.
Yes.
He's just talking to you.
Yes, that's why he does it.
I really do just envision Ike in his car.
I'm in there, and I want to call up, too.
All right. Fritz at 6 is next. We will talk to you tomorrow. So I tell you a lot about, you know, making sure that your windows and doors are up to par. And it's never more important than it is during the winter. And you're going to feel it when it's cold outside. Feel that draft coming through the windows and doors. And Guida knows that you waited too long, but they're going to give you this chance for the end of the year, the big end of year sales event. 40% off every window you buy right now. 40% off every professionally installed windows. And they're not stopping there. 40% off any door, garage door, storm door, entry door. And how about this? You don't even have to pay anything up front. They'll let you start your project with no money down and no interest for up to 12 months. Now is the time, the end of year sales event with Guida. All prior sales are excluded. This only goes through December 31st. So what I want you to do is call Guida, schedule a free in-home estimate at 877-GO-GUIDA or visit goguida.com. That's goguida.com.